Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, 16th of Teves, 9th of January, Rabbi Aaron Springer, Shlita, Deliberations on Mitzvahs. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by family of Lachman, Elanishmas, Ramosha, Dovid, Ben Avraham, Chanuch, Waldman, Zichron, Lebrocha. His Yahrzeit is on the 21st of Teves. This week's Torah has also been sponsored by family Avi Yudekin, Nishmas, Usha, Hashuva, Tova Bas Chaim, Hillel, Manas, Oleh Asholem, Mrs. Tova Yudekin, Aleh Asholem on her first Yahrzeit Yudches Teves.
Ago, he had an interesting shaila. He got up late, something like he was ready at 8:45, he was ready to start Shachris. And the earliest man of Kriyat Shema, the first man that he would prefer to catch, was 9:10. There was no way a person can catch, can start davening and reach Shema before 9:10. So what does one do? You say Krishna before davening. It's not the preferable thing to do. Much preferable to read Krishna with the brochas. It's not. There are leniencies in reading Krishna with the brochas. There are more, says one, but most poskim, the Mogen Avraham, the Nagon, others, one should read Krishna with the brochas. Always, it's always preferable to daven Shachris with the brochas before Zman Krishna, to daven Mayriv after Nacht. That's the most preferable thing. If a person is in a B'dievedi Gematzev, there are leniencies, but that's preferable. But this fellow didn't manage. It was 8:45, he has to learn Krishna. No problem. So he started learning Krishna at 9:10. When he reached Uvashachpacha Uvkumecha, his little daughter walked past and said, "Daddy, I'd like to ask you to help me something with my homework. I need it before school." It would take him a minute or two just to answer his daughter. He could do it and start Krishna at 9:00 and be finished by 9:10. That was a story. He started learning Krishna at 9:10. His daughter came and asked him something. "Is it possible to help me?" And he could have helped her and started Krishna and finished in time. So his question was, is he allowed to do such a thing? Is a person allowed to start Kriyat Shema and decide the middle, "I've learned Krishna, since it's not a brocha, I've changed my mind"? Is a person allowed to deliberate on his mitzvahs and decide, "Whatever I've learned till now, that was just learning Torah. I'll stop in the middle of learning Torah, I may stop if it's necessary, and I'll start Krishna again"? Or is he not allowed to do it? And why is he not allowed to do it? An interesting shaila. It's not a shaila spoken very much in the poskim, but it is. The same shaila would be, for instance, if a person goes to shul and decides to start davening Ma'ariv in the 9:00 minyan at night. He hears Baruch Hu, he answers Baruch Hashem Avoyrach Lo'ilam Voed. Mishnah Brura paskens, once you've answered Baruch Hu, you may not make a hefsik. Again, he sees a friend of his, he hasn't seen him for a long time. Sure, I'll daven the 9:30 minyan. 9:30, before Chatzos. But I've answered Baruch Hu. May I decide that the Baruch Hu, I just answered Baruch Hu, I was going to daven in this minyan. I've decided to change my mind. In a nutshell, may a person change his mind in the middle of the process of doing a mitzvah? Or not? And the answer is found in the halachas of my machronim. The Mechaber tells us in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, someone finishes his meal and he washes his hands for my machronim. He may not eat or drink till he's benched. He's washed my machronim. V'im Omar havlonu nevorech, if he said, Rabbeisai, we're going to bench. Have hesech hadas, he has b'mesiach das, and he may not eat or drink only if he makes a brocha. We see two different halachas. He's washed his hands, that's it. You have to bench. You may not continue eating till you've benched. You've said, Rabbeisai, let us bench. Then you have to continue, then you can continue eating. You don't have to bench. But the brocha, but you have to start a new brocha again. Why? What is the difference between these two halachas? The question is, why does a person have to bench? What's happened with saying havlon and nevorech? Says the Mechaber, when you say havlon, I will bench, you have been, like I said, mesiach da'atui, you have exclaimed the previous brocha, I've stopped it, I've ended it, it's expired. The strength of the brocha has expired, so if I want to continue eating, I have to make a new brocha. So the Mishnah Brura writes that till you bench Birkas HaMozim, this is, the Mechaber says so, that so the Mishnah Brura in the Bi'alocha writes that this halocha, that you may not eat or drink till you've benched, is actually a machloikis. It's actually a machloikis. There are those rishonim who say that when you've washed my machronim, you have to bench. But there are other achronim and rishonim who say, no, even if you've washed my machronim, you may, all you have to do is continue it, is make a new bracha. And so what? So let's delve into it. We see a machlokes between rishonim. If you wash my machronim, do you have to stop? Do you have to start benching and finish your suda, or do you just have to make a new bracha? And the rishonim say, why? The rishonim, who are they? The Rashba and the Ro say, if you wash my machronim, you have to start benching. What do they say? Why? The Rashba says, Mishum dikvar heichin atzmoi lebirkas hamozin, because he has prepared himself to birkas hamozin. The Ro says, Mishim dikiven shenot al yodav levrocha, since he washed his hands, hokobil alei lebruche birkas hamozin. He has accepted on himself. So we see two lashonos in the Rishonim. Why he has to bench. One says, because he has prepared himself. And the other one says, because you have started benching. He hasn't started benching. All he has is washed his hands. This is what the Rishonim say. You have started benching, you have to continue. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch says, I do not understand. I can't understand what they're saying. So what if I've decided to bench? So what if I've started my preparations? I've changed my mind. I haven't made a brocha levatolet. If a person starts saying, and then changes his mind, Chas v'shalom, it will make the brocha, brocha levatola, Hashem levatola. If you start a brocha, you have to continue. But have you done a brocha? You've washed your hands. You've changed your mind. So we see, and the sheirish of this machlokes is, it says in the Gemara, takef l'netila brocha. At the beginning, the straight away after washing one's hands, one has to make a brocha. So the machlokes of the Rishonim is how to learn what does it mean, takef l'netila. Immediately after washing one's hands, one has to make a brocha. What is the Gemara telling us? So this is the machlokes. The school of thought of the Rashba and the Ra'ah, who says you have to immediately bench, learn this Gemara. Takef l'netila brocha. Straight after netila, you have to make a brocha. That means that they learned the Gemara says you have a chiyuv to bench. You may not do anything other but bench. Why? Why do I have to bench? There's no expiry date for benching. I mean, there's 72 minutes. Because you've started. They learned this Gemara tells you, you start a mitzvah or you think about doing, more than think about doing a mitzvah. You've done an action of starting a mitzvah. You have to continue the mitzvah. The other school of thought is the Taz. The Taz, which says, so what does it make a difference if I've decided to make a mitzvah? I've changed my mind. So how do they learn? Take your flinatila brocha. All they mean is like this. You may not make a hefsik after your netila till the brocha. That means you wash my machrenim, you have to bench immediately. But that means if I decide to change my mind and that my machrenim was just washing my hands and do another netila later, I'm allowed to. This is the machlokes. What is the Gemara telling us when it says that immediately after washing my machlokes you have to bench? Does it mean you have, since you started the process, you have to continue it? Or does it just mean you may not make a hefsik? And that is the difference which causes these two this machlokes. Whether a person washes my machlokes, does he have to bench immediately because you've started the mitzvah? Or you don't have to bench. You can change your mind. All you have to do is make a new brocha because you've abolished the old brocha.
According to the Taz, you have to make new brocha?
Yes. Yes, sure. Because you've abolished the brocha. You can change your mind, but you can't change your mind about abolishing it. You've done it. Once a person decides, I'm going to bench, he has in effect says, I made a hamotzi and I've made an expiry date. I've closed the curtain on the hamotzi. That you can't abolish. You've done it. The hamotzi is gone. Not gone. Chalila, it's your mitzvah. But the effect of the hamotzi has gone. You have abolished it. You want to continue? Make a new hamotzi, because you're not allowed to eat without a brocha. But you don't have to bench yet. That you don't have to do. That you can decide. I decided to bench. I have changed my mind.
Not a moitzi, like just a hakel, when I have another glass of lemonade.
Same thing. It's only negea in my machreinim. It's not negea in a thought. If a person thinks I'm going to bench or thinks I'm going to say Baruch Nefoshes, that doesn't do anything. You have to have started the mitzvah somehow. Heichin atzmei lemitzvah. A thought is not called a heichin atzmei lemitzvah. It's a hakel, but that's not enough.
A glass of lemonade after my machreinim. You have to say another bracha on the lemonade.
Sure, of course. Yes, if you wash my machreinim, anything, whatever. You have to make a brocha on a glass of lemonade in the middle of the suda also. The whole reason why you don't is because the hamoitzi patted it. But washing my machreinim is closing the curtains on the hamoitzi.
But if you make the brocha, it's not heichin. Is it done?
Again, I don't understand.
If you say already the brocha...
Which brocha?
Hamoitzi or shehakel, whatever.
Yeah, but he's talking about, you've said hamoitzi, yeah, but you've washed my machlenim, yes.
Yeah, it's not heichin, this is already done.
Yes, we're talking heichin lebekas hamozim. We're talking about abolishing, yes.
So you want to say, if you say brocha, you can change your mind, according to the Taz.
No, we didn't say that. You can't change your mind on a brocha. You can't change your mind. We're talking about if you prepared yourself to say a bracha or do a mitzvah, you can change your mind about the preparation. That's all. Let's have it clear. You can't change your mind. You've done a bracha or you've done a mitzvah, you can't change your mind. All we're talking here about a preparation, a haschola, a beginning of a mitzvah, cannot change my mind in the middle.
Yes. Sorry, once you pass the light that tells that this my machronim is not machai of me to bench.
Right.
Therefore, when I wash, I'm not closing the previous suda.
Because
I know I can change my mind in the
middle. But what did you do? You did something. You did something with this washing. What did you do? You weren't just cleaning your hands. You washed my machronim. What were you thinking then?
I still have the option of carrying on.
You can't pick and choose. You have an option of changing your mind. You have an option of changing your mind. You can't abolish what you've done. You wash my machlenim. In effect, you've said to Ribbono Shleilam that hamoitzi is over. You want to continue? Make a new hamoitzi. You can't abolish that. You can abolish. It's machlekes. Yeah, he was asking about the taz. According to that, it's a machlekes. The Ro and the Rashba and other Rishonim. I can't remember the other Rishonim and the taz baskins.
So. Some say
Shamalis is in effect. Yes, it. The post can talk about it because the Shamalis only came later. The Mechaber didn't talk about it. It only came from the Shloa Kodesh, and it stands to reason that it should be like my Machreinim, because it's an action. It's not just a thought. You've done something, Shamalis. That means, in plain English, we're going to bench. Then it's a Machlekes Hantik Poskim, because Shamalis only. Shamalis is a minig of the Shloa Kodesh, not everyone does it, and so the Hantik Poskim, it's a machlokes in the Poskim, whether, you can look in the Piska Tshuvas, whether Shamalis has the same effect as Mayim Achronim. Yes?
That's a Tzomer Shloa also, one says Tzomer Shloa, which is like benching, you have to bench, but it has a.
Tzomer Shloa is not beginning of benching. Some people think it before the kompot also.
In benching, therefore. So you have to bench straight after that.
The Briske, I think, the Chaim Velozhiner, I think, didn't sing Tzomer Shloa, not because it started benching, because he was afraid that is benching. You've benched already. You say, Hazones Oilomoy Arachim B'chastecho. So it's a kpeda from Reb Chaim Velozhiner, as far as I know, that he didn't sing Tzomer Shloa because he was scared that the benching would be a Brocha Levatola afterwards. Klal Yisrael is not noeg like that, but that's much stronger case. You haven't prepared yourself to bench. If it's a problem, then the problem is that you've started, that you've benched. You said Hazon Eseloi. It's not preparation for benching. I think many people sing Tzomer Shloa before Kompot. My Machroinim is Eros, and Shamalis is already.
I heard the Tzomer Shloa is you finished to eat, not benching yet, but. You finish the suda.
I don't know. I think we'll ask around. Do people have a glass of tea after Tzomer Shloa? I think they do. You can sing Tzomer Shloa when you want. It's probably a minig oilam. Go around. Leich amadaba. When do people sing Tzomer Shloa? Shamalis is benching, isn't he? If I would start, if I'm making a shema brachas nachat Tzomer Shloa, I don't think I'd hear voices from the Ezas Noshim. Oh, we're going to bench already. Don't think so. You can sing Tzomer Shloa whenever. You can sing along Rachim b'chastecho. Yivona ha-mikdosh. Eibshter zal helfen. So, sorry. So, we've established that this shaila that we started off with, the two shailas that we started off with, Shema Yisrael, if a person starts learning Krishna, and he decides to change a middle, is a machlokes rishonim, and the Taz learnt out of teikef lebrocha netila. And the shaila is it a gewisse mavirin ala mitzvahs, or is it a bizoyin for the mitzvah once you've started? And the same shaila would be about hearing a borchu. It would depend, this is the machlokes, is changing one's mind in the middle of a mitzvah a bizoyin for the mitzvah or not? We can see a proof to this school of thought, not like the Taz. The Taz says, comes up with very strong gloshin. I don't understand what the Bes Yosef and the Rishonim are talking about. It's not a bracha levatola. But the other school of thought will say, no, since you've started a mitzvah, you may not, or it's wrong to discontinue. You have to continue since you started the action of the mitzvah, like washing Mayim Achroinim, or Shiramalis, or listening to Baruch Hu. We see a proof to it. On Shabbos, the halacha is, if somebody starts saying the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, he starts Atochonin Lo Adam Das, if he goes further than Ato, he has to continue the bracha till Chonin Ados, even Shabbos, even Yom Tov, even Yom Kippur. If he starts the Rosh Hashanah davening on a Shabbos, saying Ato Negleis Rabbanan Kvedecho, he does not continue. He stops there and he continues with his regular Shabbos davening. Why is it like that? Why is there a halo? Why is it different if you start the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on a Shabbos, you are mechuyev to continue till the end of the bracha, and if you start a Rosh Hashanah davening or a Chodesh or Yom Kippur, you are not allowed to continue? And the answer says in the Gemara, because really all the weekday brachas are necessary on Shabbos also. Refu'enu, Baruch Eleinu, you're supposed to say them Shabbos. Mipnei Kovid Shabbos, Chazal were lenient with us and gave us a p'tor. We were really supposed to daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei every Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chazal were lenient to us. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the halacha is, since really you should be saying it, but you have a p'tor, if you've started it already, you have to continue. That's the halacha. Since you started, if saying Atonig Leisa or Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't come in. It's not there. It's only for Rosh Hashanah. It's only for Rosh Chodesh. If you start it on a weekday or on a Shabbos, you may not continue because you are not allowed to say a bracha, even if you made a mistake. You're not allowed to say the wrong bracha. It's the wrong time. But the weekday bracha on Shabbos, it is in essence the right time. But just Chazal gave a leniency for all Klal Yisrael, not just the B'dievet. It's a leniency for all Klal Yisrael, but in effect, it belongs on Shabbos. So, since you've started it, you have to continue. So the question is asked, I have this leniency. Maybe in effect we're supposed to say it, but Chazal told us we don't have to say it. Why does it make a difference if I've started it? Why should that make a difference to me? Just like all the Yidden who didn't make a mistake don't say the weekday brochas, why should I, just because I made a mistake, have to continue? So here we see a further proof to this school of thought. We've said the Ram and the Rashba say, since you started the brocha, since you started the preparations for benching, you have to continue. So we see this svara, this concept. You've started something. If a fellow has davened Shemoneh Esrei and didn't start the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to say it. But since you have started it, stopping something that you've started is a bizoyen. You've started it, you have to finish the bracha. We see this concept of thought that since you've started something, you have to continue. Another proof to this effect that when one starts mitzvah, one has to continue. The Taz would learn it differently. The Taz would say that saying a weekday bracha on Shabbos is not just you start. It's not your own opinion in starting. It's not like you said I will bench, and you can, because a person is entitled to make a decision when he wants to bench. He can bench at 5 o'clock. He can bench at 5:10. It's his decision. That's what the Taz says. You can change your mind over. In the case of when you've started a bracha, which, as we've said, would in essence is a bracha which you're really mechuyev on, that's why you have to continue. That's what the Taz would say. But the other ones would have a nice proof to their school of thought that if you've started something, one should continue. Ich habe mir das erste Mal, das ist die Größe,